Mapping the source. What a marvelous jest. The trickster's mischievous meddling has blessed. Psychedelic cartography's quixotic quest. With an answer that's question cannot be expressed. The center is everywhere. You are the light. An internal eternity, empty and bright. Where opposites merge and all versions unite. Enter into the infinite. Do it tonight. This is the mystery. This is the one. The heart of the matter, where pattern is spun. The true, great, and only. We've already won. For the wonder's unceasing. That's never begun. Because the thing's not a thing. It's a field, it's a point, it's some vibrating strings. It's the anything out of which everything springs. It's the lucent, elusive illusion of being. A mathematical multiverse made out of code. Self-reflexive perspectives reflect in each node. Every sentient central, there's multiple modes. And the shock is you grok this by smoking some toad. Or some synthesized 5-MeO-DMT. It's made by our brains, an endogenous key. A gratuitous grace here to set us all free. Or just some dumb anomaly. It's all one to me. Because the point is we found it. The data is in. More legitimate research is set to begin. Suppression's suppressed now. It's net for the win. When it senses consensus, it raises a din. Over here, we've found something new. It's a light, it's alive, it is truer than true. And we don't think this knowledge belongs to the few. It's a human endeavor. We're bringing it through. It's a birthright, a deathright. We claim it as ours. For the whole human race as we take to the stars. When you know you're all one, you don't want to fight wars. When your loved ones are hungry, you share what is yours. Now we all know we're all one in some thin, nerdy way. We exchange lots of data, we roll in the hay. But this isn't just something the flaky folks say. An intensive convincing's just 3 tokes away. We could all be inside of some magic machine. I insist I exist in the sense that I mean, and I am what I am, and I've seen what I've seen. But 5 makes me question the essence of being. Is the universe real? Is the singer the song? Existential anxiety's grip can be strong. Were those monks who just meditate right all along? Or is this something else and we all had it wrong? It's hard to be certain these states are the same as the ones that have long unpronounceable names and like Hindi or Sanskrit, though folks often frame their experience thusly. With no sense of shame. Equating these states can be tricksy as hell, because unless you have followed the path to the well, you don't know what the water's like. How can you tell which presumptive assumptions you've yet to dispel? Oh, and speaking of things that we don't understand, if you don't speak mathematics, your physics is canned. It makes marvelous metaphors. Use them, they're grand, just as long as you're holding this sign in your hand. This is meant metaphorically. Never explain metaphysics with physics. You'll mix up your brain. Let us not give our scientists cause to complain we're abusing their musings or call us insane. Metaphysics and physics share multiple goals, but our methods diverge, so there's 2 different roles to be filled by some competent diggers of holes who can dig that we're digging at opposite poles. May we meet in the middle. I hope that we do. Our respective perspectives reflecting the true. May we warm and inform one another's milieu while expecting respect and protecting our view. Sir William of Ockham would draw the conclusion that drug-addled brain farts give rise to delusion. Objectivity favors the simplest solution. Emergent effects cause perplexing confusion. Hey, who am I to imply it ain't so? Examples abound that explicitly show how perception can trick us. I get this, hello? And they nothing to say, but you know when you know. Some say that it's God. I don't know what that means. Mama Matrix mysterious, maybe. It seems like the word God itself is too freighted with memes, too misused by successive repressive regimes. To encompass this mystery, mind must embrace a yet more bizarre model of mass, time, and space. Let's begin as beginners, then. Let us erase our outmoded beliefs as we fall into grace. Now go far enough in this case to admit that if the term entheogen is legit to describe any substance at all, this is it. Perhaps that explains why they say, holy shit. Concentrate, consecrate, consummate, win. Then resume the consuming, take turns with a friend. Don't get scared, don't resist it. Just let it all in. Now allow it to happen. Release from within. And you'll know if you hit it, believe me, you will. Though it's totally magical, gentle, and chill just to flirt with the edge, I'm telling you still, when you come to the center, it's realer than real. I can't stress this enough. It's a part of the bit, like remembering something I always forget. But as soon as I blow out that last cloudy hit, coming back to me fast though, oh yeah, this is it. This is all that there could be or ever has been. The unmanifest void where all being begins. There's nowhere but there, and there's no time but then. It is something you are, not just something you're in. But to say that it's empty in some sense belies the abundance of cosmi of which it's comprised. The ephemeral figures the ground underlies are the constructs in which conscious viewpoints arise. Now, the following bit's my own personal thought. It was something I've come to, not what I was taught. You can take it or leave it, believe it or not. And of course, the course metaphor is all that I got. An Indra's net internet interconnects every point in the matrix, an ultra-complex algorithmic dynamics which fractally reflect every moment's momentum, conditions, effects. But suggesting that there's only one track is naive. Or at least that's the message I always receive. All the possible outcomes, in fact, interweave. And we're sliding between them, or so I believe. Every path that you pass through is precisely defined from the very first cause to the end of the line. But if you don't like the story you're in, though, that's fine. You can always trade up, and we do all the time. Each version's like Flatland, this theory would claim. If you add more dimensions, you see the whole game. You can only move into consecutive frames, but that's all that you need if you know how to aim. Now, don't ask me why, but my research suggests that the more, let's say, bandwidth I have to invest, the more quickly and cleanly my dreams manifest. And the five space contains all the mana compressed. If you're using it as a reality hack, try to slingshot around it, intention intact. Or if you fall in, just remember the track that you want to end up on while on the way back. Now, this may be just some strange delusion of mine, and it feels like a skill that takes work to refine, but if I were to tell you my tales in this line, well, you'd think I was lying, and that would be fine. But magic aside, all the chatter may cease. You could learn to accept and learn how to release. You feel all that damn drama at long last decrease, and perhaps, if you're lucky, you'll find inner peace. It can also be tough, though. I don't want to lie. Because before you're reborn, you'll first have to die. You'll have to surrender with all that implies. It's no shit, this is it. And some problems arise. For folks who aren't ready for five, it's not right. When their ego dissolves, they can panic and fight. And insist on resisting with all of their might every impulse inside them to merge with the light. And then there's the ones whose belief was devout that the world we inhabit was what it's about. Then after this happens, they're all matrixed out, meaning stripped of assumptions and riddled with doubt. It can also turn dark. It's rare, but it's rough. It can point out your demons and sort out your stuff. The source is remorseless. Its love can be tough. And if you get too cocky, it will call your bluff. Oh, I am the everything. I'm the one. Is it so? Can you own it? It isn't all fun. Every sick, sad, upsetting perversion you shun is a part of the art when it's all said and done. Reality hopping is dangerous, too. You must resonate with what you want to come true. Garbage in, garbage out. So whatever you do, never think about elephants. Paint it all blue. Oh, and lovers who do it together may find that they share the same soul and they share the same mind, which is utterly awesome, so long as they're kind. But their storylines may then remain intertwined. If you think that you're dying, then this is your shot. You can learn how to bardo surf, practice a lot. You'll be back amongst us soon, like it or not. Can't get off that easy. Perish the thought. If you plan to pass out, though, you must have a friend. Or your lifetime could honestly come to an end. You could move, you could purge, you could twist, you could bend. And if your breathing's obstructed, you just might transcend. So be careful, be prayerful, check setting and set. And please measure it out so you know what you get. Attention, intention, respect or regret. Yeah, I know you all know that. But never forget.